Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Rutherford County people barely awake. We can awaken them. We have the technology. We can make them better than they were. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Wake Up Crew.
Well, trying to get awake this morning.
Wake up, John.
It's tough.
Wow.
The light's beaming down on us.
Woo. Light's beaming down?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the stars of heaven?
No, I'm seeing the stars of WGNS circular lighting.
Well, don't look into the light.
I do.
I looked into the light. It's Thursday, August 28th. That's right. We're almost through the end of the month of August. August is a long and hard month.
It is, boy.
Oof. I mean, it's just hard. Episode 1731, Blackman versus Cane Ridge will be tonight. Brian and I will be there at that game. Siegel at Lebanon tomorrow. Brian will be with a host of others tomorrow. And MTSU, I'm not going to be there tomorrow. Just wanted to let you know. Yeah. MTSU versus Austin Peay Saturday, 4:30 p.m. airtime. And, of course, it's Throwback Thursday. What are we going to throw back to today?
No clue.
I think you ought to go back into the high school archives of when you were a young broadcaster, just starting out. Maybe, you know, do you have any play-by-play of your early days?
I don't know.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? I guess I should have come up with that like 2 weeks ago, that idea.
I don't know how far back.
You can probably find one.
I mean, it was before podcast time.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, you've done a bunch of them, a lot of championship games.
It's just been a lot of games, period.
That'll be on your Hall of Fame file when that time comes.
Hall of Fame, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm not counting on that too
much. I hate to tell you, though, when you're up for the Hall of Fame, they interview people you've worked with. Well, you're a goner. You're dead. You're dead in the water. And what did you think about Brian Barrett? Oh, you got about an hour? Oh, okay. No, August is hard. We have football, start of football, primetime sports Thursday, so even though we don't really have anything to do with it, we have to kind of organize it, you know. It's in good hands with Clark Blair, but I mean, we still are, we're the executive producers of that show. They just come if there's a problem, they come to us.
Well, there's never a problem.
And then you've got, what else have we
Coach's
got?
Coach's show.
Coach's show comes up, and then... MTSU football. I mean, it's just a conglomerate of coaches show for college.
Yeah, all of that, planning on all of that, getting all that ready to go. I mean, you can work on it some in July, but you know, it just August and January are the months that I don't look forward to.
January?
Yeah.
You don't like January?
I don't.
Why is that? Income tax?
Well, there's some of that, but it's after Christmas. It's cold. Basketball, snow.
I like basketball.
Oh, man, I do too, but you're talking Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. It's a lot of time away, and then but it's cold, and it's a time of the year where, I don't know. I just don't like it. Well, and my birthday's in January, so yeah. I really don't like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got a birthday coming up next month.
I know. It can't be. It's not November.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to throw it back. I will say that. And that we'll also the Blackman-Cane Ridge game tonight. So we've got to get out of here in a hurry today and get ready for the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Blackman with an opening week win, going for win number two against Cane Ridge.
Cane Ridge is kind of... I don't know what to expect out of that one, to be honest with you.
They have been good for many years, but now they've kind of dropped a little.
Lost to Wilson Central last week. So, I don't know. They're no longer in the district with Smyrna and Laverne and Stewart's Creek, although Stewart's Creek moved up to a different region 2 years ago. But, yeah, I don't know what to expect out of them. And tomorrow, Siegel go into Lebanon. You know, Siegel went on the road and beat Cookeville at Cookeville. Can they be road warriors and do two in a row? We had a pretty classic game a few years ago at Lebanon with Siegel.
Yeah, I think I went to that one.
Yeah, you were there.
Was I still working then?
Yeah, yeah. It was an overtime game, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
And Riverdale went to Lebanon. We went with them to Lebanon, didn't we?
I think that was a playoff game.
Yeah, that was a good game. Lebanon won that game?
Yes.
I think they did, yeah. Well, it had a little mist, I think, a little rain that day. That not much, but a little bit.
I think you're right.
I've got an idea for Throwback Thursday. It just came to me.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got it here. I did some research. Drive-ins. Drive-in movies.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And their future. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 56. Friday, sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s. Then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenskill from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting,
chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop?
Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Is your business getting slowed down by constant IT issues? At Syscorp Computer Services, we take the stress out of technology. Our managed IT services include on-site and remote support, managed services, cybersecurity, cloud backups, and more. All tailored to fit your business. Let us handle the tech so you can focus on what matters most. Call Syscorp today for your free consultation at 615-809-3687 or visit our website at sys-corp.net. Sys-corp.net.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, Kike Hernandez started things off for the Dodgers.
1-2 to Kike. Swings, hits a ground ball toward the middle. That's through, base hit. Ohtani comes in to score. Teoscar Hernandez right behind him. And Kike Hernandez has given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. They beat the Reds 5-1, completing a three-game sweep. It was the first time that Cincinnati was swept this season. Shohei Ohtani pitched five innings, gave up two hits, one earned run, and had nine strikeouts. The Mets completed a three-game sweep of the Phillies, shutting them out 6-0. The Giants topped the Cubs 12-3. Rafael Devers hit two home runs and had five RBI in the win, while the Diamondbacks edged the Brewers 3-2. In the WNBA, the Aces beat the Dream 81-75. Asia Wilson dropped 34 points and 10 rebounds.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour, and this is the Wake Up Crew. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Brian, you know about America's Thrift Stores.
Uh-huh.
Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro's America's Thrift Stores, opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. You can visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Looking forward to that. And they're working on getting open as soon as possible. We're also powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. Sharing Change has donated over $11 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. Our song of the day. Wow. Notice how I'm moving right along.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yep. Song of the day. Comeback songs for artists. This was from Santana, whose last major hit was in 1981, called Winning. And this is the 1999 release of Smooth. I think that's Rob Thomas right there, featuring Rob Thomas. Yeah, he's doing the talking or the rapping or whatever he's doing. But that was, how many years is that now, Brian? 18 years between hits? That's right, 80, 91. Yeah, 18 years between hits.
But 1999 is 25 years ago, 26 years ago.
Yeah. No, we think of the 2000s as being as recent, but they're really not. Not anymore. Our good neighbor of the day, moving right along, Jernica Frazier is today's good neighbor of the day for being for such a wonderful pre-K teacher who cares deeply for each child in her classroom. Jernica Frazier is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations. And good neighbors, you can send those to us here at WGNS. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those to us. And once you fill out the information, click submit, it's done. And then it kind of falls into our lap here to get it finished up for you. And we'll do that. And birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those too. 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Anybody with birthdays or anniversaries on this August the 28th? Well, a few to choose from today. It's Radio Commercial Day.
Oh, there's plenty of those on this program.
So listen to all the commercials on Radio Commercial
Dedicate
Day.
Dedicate yourself.
Yes, yes. And patronize those businesses. It's also National Cherry Turnover Day.
National Cherry Turnover Day.
I like a good cherry turnover. And it's National Thoughtfulness Day.
I wonder why turnovers aren't more popular. Just doesn't surprise me. They should be. Anyway, 624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunlap. For the second time this week, an NFL player is making headlines in Williamson County. According to the Franklin Police Department, 31-year-old Shaquille Mason was arrested after being suspected of domestic assault. Mason is a free agent in the NFL and is a Super Bowl or two to his name. Authorities say the incident happened Wednesday morning. He was apprehended during a traffic stop later. Mason has been charged with aggravated assault, aggravated burglary, harassment, and driving on a suspended license. His bond has been set at $150,000. Tennessee lawmakers are reacting to the news of the Minnesota Catholic school shooting that left two children dead and 17 others injured. For some, the scene has echoes of the Covenant school shooting that happened in Nashville in 2023. Governor Bill Lee released a statement saying in part, quote, "Our hearts are broken at the news of the school shooting in Minneapolis. Maria and I asked Tennesseans to join us in praying for the families," end quote. Senator Marsha Blackburn and Representative John Ray Clemens are among those asking Tennesseans to lift up the families at this time. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UT fans, one of the 25 entry gates at Neyland Stadium has a new name in honor of a longtime Tennessee employee with a half century of service to the football program. Gate 21B will now be known as the Danny Burnley Gate. It's just the sixth gate to be dedicated since the stadium first opened in 1924. Burnley spent 50 years serving the University of Tennessee, including 42 as a full-time staff member. He began as a student manager in the 70s. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning on this Thursday. And we have Good Neighbor events coming up. That's always very important. If you want to know what's going on in Murfreesboro, you need to listen to that. Correct?
Yeah. Smyrna, Laverne, Eagleville.
I mean, it covers it all. Another check of the weather's coming up, and our first look at traffic. You can't complain about the weather. Weather's been perfect this week. Going to get a little warmer over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not bad, though.
A little.
Not more than above normal, right?
No, we're still actually below normal.
Yeah.
Normal would be like 89, 90, somewhere in there.
It's 61 in here, so, I mean, I'm talking about we've adjusted to the cooler temperatures.
It is actually a warm 69 in here.
Well, it was a 67 when I got here this morning.
It's very comfortable.
What do you tell the guys at the last person that works here in the afternoon? Be sure to turn it back down to 67, no matter what you do.
No.
Got some bad news for you, buddy.
What's that?
Apple TV. They're going up.
Oh, of course.
Streaming service going up from $9 to
$12.99.
Mm. Are you still,
I bet they all are.
Are you still going to keep it?
I don't. It's all part of
your phone package?
Phone package.
Oh. That's good.
Because I have an
and
Apple.
And that doesn't run out?
I have an Apple phone. I think it's for as long as you have your agreement.
So why is it I have an Apple phone and I don't have that agreement? Because I have a different package?
It's possible.
Or it's because you're Brian Barrett and I'm not? I mean,
or it's possible that Brett has it and just hasn't told you?
I would know that it's there.
You would.
I would see the app. I might not be able to get into it. I can't get into stuff he's got anyway. I can't even get in the ones I pay for. I looked in Hulu the other day. Please sign in. I'm not going, Brett, this is time to. Here's my password. You know, but I don't blame him. He doesn't like to give his password out, so he'll tell it to you verbally or do it. He said, I'll just do it, man. I'll get you hooked up. I'll get you back hooked up. It just is expired, my password.
Well, a lot of times what they'll do is every so often they'll make you log in again just to make sure that you're not somebody else.
Right. So
you have to take a picture of the QR code and then put it in and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Because you're not supposed to share your username and password.
I'm telling you, that stuff's passing me by, man. I don't know how
to... I was listening to a podcast and they were talking tech stuff. And this person said in the next 5 years, you are going to see robots that are doing like house chores and stuff. And self-driving cars will be a norm. They already have it like in San Antonio, Texas, and they're doing it in Los Angeles. But you have to have a driver in the car. But in San Antonio, you can get in a car and there's not a driver in the front seat. You get in the back and they drive you where you're going.
When we go to a football game, we'll have a robot driving or a self-driving car.
Yeah.
Well, my odds are getting there safe are going to be better with you driving it. We better do today in history. We've got a bunch.
Oh.
We got a long list. Have you seen it?
Boy, no, I haven't. I got to find it.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in
time. 1830, the first American-built locomotive, Tom Thumb. That's the name of it. Races a horse-drawn car from Stockton and Stokes Stagecoach Company from Baltimore. Due to mechanical problems, the horse won, though.
Oh.
In 1837, pharmacists John Lee and William Perrins manufacture Worcestershire sauce. I used to hate to say that. I still can't. Worcestershire. There you go. In 1884, the first known photograph of a tornado is made near Howard, South Dakota. Now you see him all the time. 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. delivers I Have a Dream speech. In 1965, the first Subway sandwich shop opens in Bridgeport, Connecticut. In 1970, I'll Be There, the single by the Jackson 5, is released. Just call my name,
and I'll be there. I'll be there.
Ooh, I'll be there. In 1973, Bobby Boris Pickett, the song Monster Mash, goes gold.
Master bedroom at the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
Well, it won't be long before we'll be playing that.
I know. We actually talked at Sunday lunch about what little bit is going to be for Halloween.
Oh, Lord, already?
Yeah, already.
What did you decide?
I don't think they've decided yet, though.
1973, Let's Get It On, the 13th studio album by Marvin Gaye, is released.
Let's get it on.
Get that guy out of the studio. In 1980, the first use of a magnetic resonance imaging, MRI machine. Boy, that's been huge.
And expensive.
And expensive, very. 1981, John Hinckley pleads innocent to attempt to assassinate U.S. President Ronald Reagan. And in 2018, Aretha Franklin lies in state at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit in a 24-carat coffin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Bless your heart, Aretha. Rest in peace. We've got Brandon Brooks standing by. He's going to have Rewind for you. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. August 28th. 1973, the release of the Marvin Gaye album, August 28th, 1985.
Boy, you're young and healthy, I have lots of children.
The winner is Ruth Gordon and Rosemary Baker.
Actress Ruth Gordon died after a stroke.
And thank all of you who voted for me.
She was 88.
All of you who didn't. Please excuse me.
Date in 1992.
Did Bobby give you this?
The nationwide release of the thriller Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, the prequel to the Twin Peaks TV show. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 56. Friday sunny, highs warm into the upper 80s, then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Good morning. It's a minor accident up against the wall, but it's just in a terrible spot out here in Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Kind of interrupting that traffic flow that's coming up through there right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. That's 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway on a non-injury crash that's slowing down traffic. It's gotten heavier. 65 south at Trinity Lane, watching it build down I-40 right now, coming in through Wilson County. Stein Dental Care is now offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation for the next couple of days, so you better hurry. Call Stein Dental Care today, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop at home. Let's patronize those local family businesses. And right now, through October the 15th, you can paint your bowl for the upcoming Cookin' to Build. Now that's Habitat for Humanity's big event on the Murfreesboro Square, Saturday, November 1st. But it's really a fun tradition to paint the bowls with your friends and family. And you have now until October the 15th to do that. Just drop in to Color Me Mine in the avenues of Murfreesboro. You've heard us talking about how great yoga is to limber you up, improve your balance, and just make you feel good. The Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is offering yoga classes at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Check with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation about your yoga class. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour, and tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Action Line comes up after us this morning, and then the round table.
Yes, the award-winning roundtable.
Okay, well, I can't say that to our show. We haven't won any awards.
But we're the apple of the eye and eyes of our listeners.
Yeah, that's something, I guess. 10 o'clock, we've got, what's that show? Rutherford Issues from 10 to 11, and then Rick Burgess Show at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Dave Ramsey. Then we've got Jason Qualls. Am I doing pretty good so far?
So far.
And then All Sports Talk. And then Mystery Theater. No.
Primetime Sports tonight, then our game.
Okay. Well, you've only got 16 seconds for a joke, so here you go.
Singing in the shower is great until you get shampoo in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, then it's just a soap opera.
I like that one. Thumbs up, buddy. That's nice. Good. Maybe we ought to wait till the last second to do it. Might be better. 641.
CBS News Brief. A vigil in Minneapolis for the two children killed, the 17 wounded in a shooting at a Catholic school, fifth grader Weston Halsney.
My friend Victor, like, saved me, though, because he laid on top of me, but he got hit. I hope he's good in the hospital.
His family says Victor will make it. Police say the shooter, a former student, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In Kyiv, officials say four children are among the more than dozen killed in a massive drone and missile strike on the capital. Among the victims, yes, four children. CDC Director Dr. Susan Menares has been dismissed after less than a month on the job. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details from Washington.
She reportedly disagreed with Secretary Kennedy, who removed some members of a vaccine advisory committee and replaced them with some vaccine opponents. She also voiced concern about vaccine misinformation.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Laverne police are asking the public for help following a bold daylight armed robbery along I-24 West. The incident occurred between Sam Ridley Parkway and Waldron Road on August the 26th, between 10:45 and 11 a.m. Authorities say suspect in a black Toyota sedan with a black license plate used an unusual tactic, brake-checking a black Chevrolet Camaro and tossing eggs at its windshield to force the victim onto the shoulder. Once stopped, two masked and gloved black males armed with pistols robbed the victim at gunpoint before fleeing westbound toward Nashville. Detective Noakes is leading the investigation and encourages anyone with dash cam footage or related information to contact Laverne Police or Rutherford County Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, a disturbing arrest was made Sunday involving the alleged solicitation of a minor. Police say that 21-year-old Noah Walden Billings, a resident of the Walter Hill community, arranged to meet a 13-year-old in a shopping center parking lot along Memorial Boulevard. Detective Kyle Fair made the arrest near businesses frequented by local youth, including a rock climbing gym and a child care center. Billings faces a Class A misdemeanor and was released on a $10,000 bond. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or even over on our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or making your first cup of coffee, be sure to start your morning informed with the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cox.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Tennessee lawmakers are reacting to the news of the Minnesota Catholic school shooting that left two children dead and 17 others injured. For some, the scene has echoes of the Covenant school shooting that happened in Nashville in 2023. Governor Bill Lee released a statement saying in part, quote, "Our hearts are broken at the news of the school shooting in Minneapolis. Maria and I ask Tennesseans to join us in praying for the families," end quote. Senator Marsha Blackburn and Representative John Ray Clemens also among those asking for Tennesseans to lift up those families at this time. Another sign of storm recovery in East Tennessee, a badly damaged stretch of interstate has fully reopened. Interstate 26 in Unicoi County reopened Wednesday for the first time since Helene destroyed the twin bridges in Irwin 11 months ago. The area of Exit 40 and Jackson Love Highway had only been open for one lane in each direction since 1 month after the storm. More news in 30 seconds.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Families in Lewis and Murray counties mourning the loss of another teen overnight. Reports say a young driver was killed in a crash on Highway 412 East near the county lines. The accident is under investigation by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. This news comes as another family in Lewis County holds a memorial service today for a teen killed over the weekend while driving to church. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley, September 25th.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 6:48, and we've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57 this morning. And we're going to check the weather in just a few minutes for the last time this hour, anyway. I'm going to talk about a subject that's close to our hearts, or maybe not. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, toilet paper's on the... many people are going away from toilet paper.
They're using bidets, I guess.
Well, they call them in Japan washlets.
Ooh, washlets.
But I think they actually come with the toilet. And what they're doing now is they feel like it's much healthier to use a bidet or a washlet. What are your feelings on that? You don't have one, you do have one, don't you?
I do. It's leftover. Dalton bought one on Amazon during COVID. When there was the toilet paper shortage.
Yeah.
The great toilet paper shortage of 2020. And I didn't use it until like the kids moved out because I had my own bathroom. But I use that bathroom now because it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it.
Now, do you still have to use toilet paper or are you?
Yes.
Okay.
A little.
Okay. I would think.
Because you're using water. And unless you want a swampy tush, you got to do a little dab of drying.
Well, I understand that, but yeah. the initial wiping is that pretty much it? Very limited.
Very limited.
Okay, so you would say you've already gone to one. Actually,
I guess so.
Do you do that every time now, or do you still go back to the standard toilet paper
when I have to do that? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then people out there, they think within the next 5 years that. Of course, it won't be overnight because they're pretty expensive. Bidets aren't necessarily, but this what they're talking about here
that
in this article.
Washlet toilet
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. Bidets are actually pretty cheap, and they're not hard to hook up.
I would think the washlet things in the toilet is it'll come from the pressure from underneath where the commode is, don't you think? I mean, already kind of built in kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're talking about.
I mean, you take the water that comes out of the, you know, water comes to the floor and there's a cutoff there where you can turn it off if you have to repair the toilet or whatever. It just attaches to that. So you continue to send your water to the toilet, and it also has a pipe that goes to the bidet.
I think it's wonderful the way we brought up this subject at 6:48 in the morning on your way to work. But hey,
I will tell you that I was a skeptic. Of course, I'm a skeptic about everything, right?
Yeah.
But I think if I had a new house or a new bathroom or whatever, I would have one.
Okay, well that's kind of a what's it called, a promotion right there.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, let's talk about birthdays, and maybe somebody will get a bidet today for their birthday.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's birthday time. To you. Happy birthday.
Not only do we have a long celebrity birthday list, but we have a who's who of regular birthdays today.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's some big names on there. 1899, Charles Boyer, a French actor. 1917, Jack Kirby, American cartoonist. He was the cartoonist for the X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, Captain America. Doesn't get the kudos that Stan Lee got, but he was really good. In 1925, Donald O'Connor, American dancer and singer. He was in the movie Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
He played the funny sidekick.
What a glorious
to Gene Kelly.
Feel, and I'm happy.
If you've ever, I know you probably don't like musicals.
Not really.
But if you really want to watch a funny musical, Singing in the Rain is what you need to watch.
Okay.
And it is in color.
Nice.
Yeah. 1951, Wayne Osmond, American singer of the Osmond Brothers, born in Ogden, Utah.
Now, was that little Donnie there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to kind of dress up like little Elvises.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they had the spangly costumes. 1958, Scott Hamilton, American figure skater, who we met at the Tab Award show the other day. Just dropping some names. Born in Bowling Green, Ohio. 1965. Actually, he didn't speak to us at all. You know.
Well, not you.
Oh, really?
Oh, I shook his hand. We chatted. No, I'm just kidding.
1965. Shania Twain, Canadian country music singer. Big in the 90s, still out there performing. You kind of liked her.
Yeah.
1960. I like that part. 1969, Jason Priestley, a Canadian-American actor in Beverly Hills 90210. And in 1969, Jack Black. Yeah, he plays Kung Fu Panda. And in 1982, Leanne Rimes. She's going to be in the new 911 Nashville. Leanne, sing it while I give the regular birthdays today. Terry Hodge, our man, Dorothy Orr, Matt Holmes, Don Rhodes, Renee Page, David Branch, Monty Hill Jr., happy birthday, Monty, Randy Allen, Mac Barrett, good friend of mine, Larry Atkins, and Beverly Alexander. That's all the birthday list. More to come on the Wake Up Crew. Our time, 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds, lows drop to 56. Friday, sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s. Then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 58.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. They were moving a very minor wreck. It was just in a terrible spot on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic trying to get up through Antioch right now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Already a little bit slow up through Murray County on 65 north there in the Spring Hill area where it meets with 840, 65 south. Starting to build pretty good southbound down through Millersville. Stein Dental Care now offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation. Give them a call today in Nashville at Stein Dental Care at 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
So how good is your Rocky Balboa impersonation?
Yo, Adrian!
Well, it worked for Anthony Ippolito. The 26-year-old actor will star as Sylvester Stallone in the new movie, I Play Rocky. It'll be all about the making of Sly's iconic film. He's no stranger to playing famous types. Ippolito also played Al Pacino in The Offer, which was about the making of The Godfather. And Dua Lipa jumping in on the pop-up store craze when her tour kicks off next month. Look for what's being called immersive retail experiences in cities like Dallas, New York, and L.A. You'll even get to buy Dua's favorite drinks. And there goes the money. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, coming up, we've got hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're through for now, but we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Jernica Frazier is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She's a wonderful pre-K teacher who cares deeply for each child in her classroom. Jernica Frazier is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So, Jernica, congratulations on being Good Neighbor today. And we'll congratulate a Good Neighbor that you send us if you'll nominate one. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor will get you there. Also, texting the word neighbor to our phone number, 615-893-1450, will get you that easy web form to fill out, and we'll take care of it for sure. Birthdays, anniversaries, you got about a half an hour to get those in here too. Here to us at the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, 615-893-1450. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores opening soon, 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a brand new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
And we've got more to come. Stay tuned now for CBS News at the top of the hour.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Minneapolis mourns.
Ages 8 and 10 that were sitting in the pews at Mass when they were shot and killed.
New CDC director ousted.
The White House said she is not aligned with the president's agenda of making America healthy again.
Holiday travelers hit the road.
We're wrapping up the busy summer driving season.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the FBI says yesterday's deadly shooting at a Catholic church school in Minneapolis was an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime. CBS's Ashar Qureshi reports two children were killed, 17 other people wounded.
It was like right beside me. I was like two seats away from the stained glass windows.
Fifth grader Weston Halsney said he hid under a pew as the shooter fired through the windows from outside.
My friend Victor like saved me though because he laid on top of me, but he got hit. He's really brave and I hope he's good in the hospital.
Police say two students, an 8 and 10-year-old, were killed, and the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the church parking lot. It's not clear if the shooter ever entered the building.
That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased.
According to law enforcement, first responders swarmed the scene immediately, rushing the 17 surviving victims to area hospitals. And after parents arrived to reunite with their children, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said it was time to take action.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance.
CBS's Lana Zak has more on the victims and the outpouring of grief.
Not one more child, not one more faith community, not one more school.
During a candlelight vigil Wednesday evening, local leaders, parents, and children came together to grieve.
Completely numb. Heartbroken. This can't keep happening.
Even those who weren't hit by bullets bear emotional scars that run deep.
I was on my deck. I heard the shots.
WCCO's Jonah Kaplan spoke to Anders Holin, a father of two young girls at the school. He says he raced to the scene after hearing the gunfire.
I pulled into the parking lot. The shots were still going off. I saw a dad who works at the school, and I said, is the school locked down? And he said, there's a shooting at the church. And he said, and all the kids are in there. I just felt like I was going to throw up.
Amid the chaos, Holin eventually found his daughters alive.
Justice correspondent Scott McFarland tells us the 23-year-old shooter who died of a self-inflicted wound had a long connection to the school.
Robin Westman obtained the three guns legally and recently, according to Minneapolis police. The police now shifting their investigation into the writings from what seems like the shooter's journal that includes sketches of a church and rows of pews. Police say the shooter appears to have timed a YouTube video to post yesterday. It's under review by the FBI. The video contains weapon inscriptions containing hateful, disturbing messages targeting blacks, Jews, Hispanics, and President Trump. The shooter was a student at Annunciation. The shooter's mother was once an employee of Annunciation Church. 5 years ago, Westman sought a legal change of name from Robert Westman to Robin Westman.
A major shakeup at the Centers for Disease Control. The White House says the director has been fired a month after taking over, and other top officials have resigned.
Attorneys for Dr. Susan Menares released a statement saying she had neither resigned nor been told she was fired. They say this is not about one official. It's about the systematic dismantling of public health institutions, the silencing of experts, and the dangerous politicization of science. The lawyers say Menares, who was only just sworn in on July 31st, refused to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fire dedicated health experts, and for that, she's been targeted. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Overseas to Ukraine. A Russian drone and missile attack on the capital Kyiv killed at least 15 people and injured dozens more. A European Union building was damaged. Coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The travel push is getting underway for Labor Day weekend.
Tens of millions of Americans will get in one final summer getaway over the Labor Day weekend. There's good news for travelers, according to Aixa Diaz with AAA.
Domestic flights, hotels, and car rentals are cheaper, not cheap, but cheaper than they were last year.
The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $3.16. It was $3.33 last Labor Day. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On the East Coast, new faster Amtrak Acela trains are in service today. In all, 28 new ones will be rolled out by the end of 2027. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says they're 10 miles an hour faster than older Acelas.
Now, 160 miles an hour is slower than the fast trains in Asia or Europe, but part of that is because of the tracks they're running on. Japan's bullet train, the high-speed rail in Europe, those trains can go fast because the tracks basically run in a straight line. In the Northeast, between Boston and Washington, the tracks were laid over a century ago, and they wind through communities. That slows trains down.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says President Trump's federal takeover has added to a reduction in crime.
The difference between this 20-day period of this federal surge and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C.
Federal prosecutors have reportedly failed to indict a man who was seen on camera throwing a sandwich at a federal law enforcement official in D.C. Video of the incident went viral. Published reports say federal ICE agents and possibly National Guard troops would operate out of an Illinois naval base for much of the next month to assist operations in Chicago. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, pushing the jackpot for Saturday to $950 million, number six on the all-time list for that lottery. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 56. Friday, sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s. Then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenskill from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier now on 24. We've already had a couple of wrecks up through the Antioch area. It's busy now, 24 West at Walden Road. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Already starting to slow at times. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It continues to build through the Mount Juliet area. All that heavy traffic coming in 40 West as you work your way into the Hermitage area as well. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark Hawks and Company will get the top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience. What I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Is outdated technology slowing down your business? Syscorp Computer Services offers fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly, so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Visit our friend Ben Franklin and everybody at Syscorp Computer Services, sys-corp.net, sys-corp.net, or call 615-809-3687. That's Syscorp Computer Services.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bread.
Bringing you hour number two of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Brian and John here with you this morning, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hope you are having a wonderful Thursday morning. It's going to be a busy end of the week for us here at the Radio Ranch. We've got high school football tonight, tomorrow night, and then Middle Tennessee on Saturday. Blackman hosting Cane Ridge tonight. Scott Lawless has got us all set up and ready to go. And then we're going to make a little road trip to Lebanon. Siegel at Lebanon. You know, it takes me from my house, John, the same amount of time to get to Lebanon as it takes me longer to get to Rockville than it does to Lebanon.
I would think that's probably true. It's a straight shot from 842 pretty much.
So looking forward to that. It's a nice
road trip.
Yeah. I like the stadium and got good accommodations and stuff. So looking forward to all of that. In Middle Tennessee, we'll take on Austin Peay on Saturday. 4:30 is the airtime for that with a kickoff of 6 o'clock. And they've got fan day. It's going to be a big, big to-do out at MTSU on Saturday. So hope you'll be a part of it. Take your radio with you or whatever you're going to listen to us on and listen to the game. And it is Throwback Thursday here on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Song of the day. Let's do that real quick. So we're doing comeback songs for artists here this week and next week. And Santana had a hit Winning in 1981. And then it wasn't until 1999 that this song became a hit for them.
You got the kind of loving that can be sold to them. Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
That's what's very recognizable about that song is the guitar riff there.
Ooh, guitar riff. Use of good words of music.
Was it correct?
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to become more cultured. It's not working well.
What have you got this morning? I've got something if you don't.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. You want to do it? You want to say that?
No. Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, all right. I'm going to test your IQ today.
Oh, great. Should have said no.
Yes, you should have. But I'm with you. It was going to test both of us, okay?
Okay.
It's just some questions about inventions.
Okay.
Get your mind set on that. Which came first, the telephone or the light bulb?
The light bulb.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have answers.
No.
I don't have answers.
Well, I'll try to...
Well, maybe I do. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I can't help you.
I can give you the answer here.
Okay.
What do you think first?
No, what do you think? You already have the answer.
I said light bulb.
I would think the light bulb came first.
The telephone became before the light bulb.
Oh.
Alexander Graham Bell being granted the first U.S. patent in 1876. Thomas Edison received the patent in 1879 for the incandescent light bulb.
Which came first, the dishwasher or the washing machine? I know this because I'm older than you.
I'm going to say the washing machine.
That's correct. The washing machine came first. The earliest recorded washing machine patent dates back to 1846. But 1850, the first dishwasher was produced. All right. Which came first, the elevator or the escalator?
Ooh. Do you have the answer?
I'm going to have the answer. Do you want me to hit it? Let me see.
I'm going to say the escalator came before the elevator.
That is wrong. The elevator came first. It was installed in 1857, 1891 for the escalator.
This little AI thing said that it wasn't an actual elevator, but what was like an elevator, kind of a pulley in a box, if you will, even goes back to the BC times.
Which came first? The compass or the telescope? Now, don't be looking up the answers. You need to try to guess before
you
look.
Well, I was doing
I'm gonna
this.
Give you, I'm going to give you the answer. I found out how to get the answer now.
Okay.
Which came first, the compass or the telescope?
I'm going to say the telescope.
Okay.
Not right.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure my answer. I'm going to say the compass.
Okay.
The compass came first.
Mm, of course.
The first compass was used as far back as the 12th century, 17th century for the telescope. Which came first, the microwave oven or the refrigerator?
Oh, refrigerator.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, you're correct there. 1834. Microwave didn't come around to 1945.
I didn't even know they had microwaves then.
I would think that would be a very, limited version. Which came first, the computer or the television?
No, TV.
That's correct. See, they're not all hard. Which came first, the zipper or Velcro?
I think Velcro was a fairly recent thing, so I'm going to say zipper.
I'm going to say zipper because that looks harder. And that's correct. It was the zipper. A couple more here. Which came first, the radio or the camera?
Radio.
Nope. It was the camera.
Oh, I was thinking video camera.
Camera, probably.
Yeah,
you got to
right.
go back.
Yeah.
Which came first, the pacemaker or the hearing aid?
Hearing aid.
That's a tough one.
I think hearing aid.
Oh, you didn't hesitate.
Mm.
It is the hearing aid. That's first. That's correct. Do I have any more? I think that's it.
You remember seeing those pictures of the
people? Oh, wait, one more.
Holding up the funnel to the ear?
Oh, yeah. Which came first, the hair dryer or the curling iron?
Hair dryer.
Hair dryer is wrong. It was
really?
The curling iron. Wow. I would never guess that. One more. Which came first, the toaster or the blender? I'm going with toaster.
Yes, I will too.
Let's go for it. It's correct. Yay.
I am. Well, say, hey, we're not too dumb. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, Kike Hernandez started things off for the Dodgers.
1-2 to Kike. Swings, hits a ground ball toward the middle. That's through, base hit. Ohtani comes in to score. Teoscar Hernandez right behind him. And Kike Hernandez has given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. They beat the Reds 5-1, completing a three-game sweep. It was the first time that Cincinnati was swept this season. Shohei Ohtani pitched five innings, gave up two hits, one earned run, and had nine strikeouts. The Mets completed a three-game sweep of the Phillies, shutting them out 6-0. The Giants topped the Cubs 12-3. Rafael Devers hit two home runs and had five RBI in the win, while the Diamondbacks edged the Brewers 3-2. In the WNBA, the Aces beat the Dream 81-75. Asia Wilson dropped 34 points and 10 rebounds.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on The Wake Up Crew, powered by America's Thrift Stores on WGNS. And it is time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's where today we find Sandy Freeman, the Memory Care Clinical Director, who has been here, there, and yon of late, but kind of maybe some normalcy setting in for you, hopefully. So good to have you.
Good to have you too. Thank you.
Well, today, I mean, you deal with those with memory issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, things of that nature. And all too often, you said you're seeing, and there are statistics that back this up, that maybe as caregivers, we are waiting too long or not even considering the need for community living. So you've got some tips, I think, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, as I was looking, the Yale did a study and it said 86% of people who have dementia do not have formal care placement, meaning that they're being taken care of in their homes or they're being taken care of by loved ones. You know, and it's so important that we consider community living, and it's so beneficial. You know, it's been the common theme lately that everybody is waiting so late and too late, honestly, to place their loved one in a community care situation. So I have five things that I have thought of that I feel like are things that would indicate that your loved one might be ready for community-based living. The first one is neglecting personal hygiene. That is normally one of the things. I don't know any elderly person that really does like taking a bath, so that's pretty normal. But neglecting putting on deodorant, brushing teeth, those type things. When that becomes a struggle, that could be an indication that they need community living. Becoming unsafe. You're at home, you're taking care of your spouse, you're taking care of your mom, and you can't not watch them for 5 minutes because they're over the stove, they're falling, they're walking, wandering out the front door. So the second thing would definitely become safety. Number three would be inability to follow direction. So, you know, simple directions, sit, come here, put that there. And even in the dementia short phrases, they're not able to comprehend those and follow directions. Number four is a big one, and it is something that comes with different types of dementia, is resistant to care, aggression, and abusive behaviors. They're resisting you helping them. You know, their dementia has progressed and they don't recognize you as well, and they don't want to go to the bathroom. They don't want to change their shirt. They don't want to do those things, and they become aggressive or grab or hit or pinch. that is a big indication that they're ready for a community. And number five is caregiver toll and mentally and physical toll on the caregiver themselves. If you are taking care of your mom or your dad or your spouse or whoever, and it is really taking a toll, you are having to spend your entire day making sure that they're not harming themselves or unsafe or neglecting their hygiene or all the things that we've talked about, it is really time to consider community-based living. And as we go through this work, we're a big community and we're in this together. And we have a community support group here at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And it's the second Tuesday of every month. The next one is on September 9th at 4 o'clock. And even if you're considering community living for your loved one, or you just literally just need some support, we would love to have you.
You've mentioned, and Sandy Freeman is with us from the Villages, Murfreesboro Memory Care Clinical Director, a lot of different things here. And, you know, you see that they're aggressive toward you and you don't understand. Just the toll that it takes on caring for them. And then if there is aggression with that, I mean, it can get to be unbearable, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, and caregivers tend to normalize that. They tend to, oh, they didn't mean to smack me. They didn't mean to do these things. And then it just progresses. You know, it's better to do it early and consider these things earlier so that they can get better at care and structured care out of the community.
Our last couple of seconds here, but there may be people who are saying, but I made grandma or I made mom and dad this promise. That's probably not something we should do, is it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you really think when someone gets dementia, they lose their person. They have their body, but they lose their person. And they would never, if your grandmother knew what she was doing or your spouse knew what they were doing, they would have never made you promise not to do those things. Because in reality, they love you. They are just demented and they don't have that ability to have that discernment any longer. So we hear that all the time, but that is definitely something that we could talk through at the community group or with myself and a burden that people have. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just think somebody out there needed to hear that. So come to the community meeting. It's free. It's open. And that's at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. They're between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. You can find out more about the Villages, especially their Facebook page, facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo, and we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. And I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 as we continue the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
It's always good to hear from the villages of Murfreesboro, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It's always good. Terry Hodge has a birthday today. Terry, congratulations. He's my age. I know how old he is.
Oh, wow.
Dorothy Orr, Matt Holmes, Don Rhodes, Renee Page, David Branch, Monty Hill Jr., he's a little younger than me, Randy Allen, Mac Barrett, he's older than me, Larry Atkins, and Beverly Alexander.
Wow, we're just calling people out left and right this morning. We will put your special person on the birthday list.
And we won't tell you you're older than me.
No, unless you tell us that. 615-893-1450 is the phone number here to get them in, but now is your last chance. And don't forget, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro with America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's like a brand new store every day. You'll want to visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds, lows drop to 56. Friday, sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s. Then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Good morning. A couple of accidents getting some attention out here. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume coming through Hermitage-Donelson right now on I-40. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County. It's slow, 65 northbound as you come up past 840 out of Murray County there up through Spring Hill on 65. Sometimes just dragging along there up by 840. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. It's always a lot of fun. Check out the menu throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro's Middle Tennessee State University is buzzing with new developments, both culinary and infrastructural. Monday morning marked the grand opening of Demas's restaurant inside the Student Union Building, drawing long lines of students eager to enjoy the beloved local eatery's signature dishes. The first 100 students received swag bags, and one lucky student won a golden ticket for free meals throughout the fall semester. MTSU alumni Peter and Kristen Demas, along with their son, Jamie, celebrated the opening, marking a new chapter in their family-owned business, which has been a cornerstone of the Murfreesboro dining scene for over 35 years. Kristen emphasized the restaurant's mission to provide real food that's both comforting and convenient.
Yes, it's just a full circle moment for us that our son is going to be able to be the manager for this location. And so he's just so excited to be here as well. We're just super proud to be a part of this community, and we just really love the blue. So go Blue Raiders.
The grand opening comes as part of a larger transformation unfolding at MTSU. University President Dr. Sidney McPhee unveiled plans for the Lightning Zone, an ambitious entertainment and sports district along Greenland Drive and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Anchored by the $67 million Smith Student Athletic Performance Center, the district will include a proposed on-campus hotel and modern student housing to replace aging apartments. The university envisions a vibrant space where students, families, and visitors can attend games, enjoy local dining, and experience live entertainment. Together, these initiatives reflect a strong commitment to enhancing student life and community engagement across Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn.
You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew continues from News Radio WGNS in time for another Throwback Thursday for you here.
Do you remember these?
John, you say we're going to throw back to drive-in days?
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm going to talk about, you know, drive-ins made a comeback during the COVID period.
Right.
They produced 85% of the profit for theaters, you know, for Hollywood.
Wow.
You know, while COVID was going on. Well, they've kind of dropped back now to a very small percentage, and we're losing some drive-ins. But did you go to the drive-in much? I just think you're the kind of guy you didn't do that much.
We did it one time, and it was the one that's in Manchester or near there, Winchester area.
Okay.
There's one right off of the highway. I can't remember where exactly.
Well, there used to be one in Manchester right off the highway. It is closed, but I think you're thinking Winchester probably.
Maybe so.
I went to, we had Murfreesboro had Starbright. That was on Church Street where Indian Hills is.
Okay.
And then we went to, they had the Marlboro. They closed Starbright and the Marlboro Theater. Over where, off of Broad Street going out towards Smyrna, and
That was old Smyrna Highway, right?
Well, no, it was behind General Electric, kind of in that building was it?
Yeah,
drive back in the back
where
there.
The railroad track is.
Yeah, yeah, and so we had good memories there. I went there several times. The only one I know around close by us right now, because Woodbury just recently closed, and the Watertown drive-in, I think, is still available. And it's funny, people, do you know that people buy drive-ins to just kind of have a hobby, to run it, like they have it on the weekends and that kind of thing? And most of their profit comes from food, not from ticket sales. And so they're still around. It's if you haven't taken your child there, it'd probably be good to go once, give them that experience one time.
Well, that's what we did. We went when we were kind of on vacation, if you will, down there. It was back in our camping days. The kids were pretty little. I can't remember the movie. Dalton would remember that we saw. It was, you know, like The Incredibles or something like that, I think.
They were really popular at one time. And there are some people that would pack up their trunk and put about six or seven friends in the bed of their trunk. I have no idea who would have done something like that.
Just to sneak them in?
But boy, it's scary when you drive. No, I mean, I'm sure it's scary when you drive through there thinking you might get caught.
So did you take like food and that kind of thing with you?
No,
too?
We love the concessions there. So, you know, I got to the point where they had it on your radio. You know, we used to have the little speakers.
Yeah.
Well, I accidentally drove off with the speaker time, and I thought, well, I can't take it back. I mean, you know, so
I can never go back there again.
Yeah, and so I hooked it up to my radio, my record player, and speakers, and put it on my bed. So at night,
really,
I could hear music playing, you know, the radio and stuff. So, but I guess I could have taken it back and said, hey, I did this by accident. But the easiest thing for a teenager to do in 1973 was to drive on.
Cover it up.
Keep driving. But then they had you could turn to a certain channel on your radio. And yeah. That was pretty convenient. A lot of people now just take trucks and they park outside, turn the radio up and,
you know, they have a big time out there watching the movie.
Yeah, by the time everybody gets...
Y'all put chairs out and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good way to do it.
We did the chairs and, you know, it was pretty late for kids, though.
Yeah.
I don't think we stayed for the second one, or they fell asleep and we left or something happened.
But it's like a day like we had on Monday, when it gets about 69 degrees, 65, boy, those were... Carry a blanket, sit there, like it's nothing like it.
Yeah, I bet it was good in the fall, especially.
That's what people love about football, you know, is really when the weather turns cooler and they can sit out there with a little blanket on. Now, when it gets real, real cold, no, but drive-ins, good memories, really.
Yep. I guess we're too big of a city to have any of that now. Too much light pollution and all, as they call it.
Brick around it.
Yeah. Anything. That's your throwback for today.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me, Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up this Thursday morning edition of The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They'll be opening soon at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard over... where Roses and Bargain Hunt used to be. Going to be a great location and great savings. Up to 70% off name brand items, like a new store every time you go in. America's Thrift Stores. We're saying good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew, and they power your homes, and even offer tools and tips to help members manage their energy use. It's the My MTE app. Download it in the App Store or go to mte.com. To find out more. Jernika Frazier, that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for being such a wonderful pre-K teacher who cares deeply for each child in her classroom. Jernika Frazier going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with the Big G here, WGNS. Now, we do this each weekday morning, so you can text NEIGHBOR to our number, 615-893-1450. Or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get your Good Neighbor nominations to us. Once you submit that on that web form, it's very easy. It takes you just a couple of seconds. You can throw it in the mail. Call us here. Melissa will take it this afternoon. Let us know who you would like to be Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, singing in the shower is great until you get shampoo in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, then it's just like a soap opera.
Replay.
That was a good thumbs up.
You did.
There was no hesitation.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Should be proud.
Well, what have we learned on the show today?
Yes.
Well, we talked about weather and football weather and football games coming up. We talked about streaming rates have gone up in Apple anyway. Yeah. But you don't have to worry about that because you're an exclusive Apple owner of a phone.
I'm sure, you know, they say you're getting it free, but I'm sure it's baked in the price somehow. I don't know.
I wonder whether you should get that app, you know, what is it, the Rocket app, where you can find out what you're spending.
Yeah,
monthly.
I probably should.
That'd be scary, wouldn't it?
It would.
I think I'd be freaked out.
I know there are still things that my adult kids are on that I'm paying for.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just automatically taken out.
Yeah.
We also had an IQ test on inventions. I'd say we were probably 80%.
Yeah, probably.
You know, that wasn't bad. A couple of them surprised me. But anyway. Then we talked about drive-ins, a fleeting thing in our culture, and I hope they never go away completely.
I am sad the one in Woodbury went away, although I never went there.
I didn't go either.
Well, and that's part of the problem.
I haven't been since I was a teenager, but I used to tell my grandkids, I'm going to take you all one day and take you there. Well, Mom and Dad wound up doing it because I never did. So, yeah.
So they did get to experience it.
They did, yeah. So...
Now, see, we went in the summertime, and it was hot.
Yeah, you got to pick the right time. That's the big deal.
Yeah.
I think fall is usually the best time for it.
Oh, I would think. Not when it's hot and mosquitoes out, but, I mean, that's when we were down there, and we were looking for something to do.
And you notice they put those drive-ins around big fields?
Well, they have to be.
Where all the mosquitoes are, you know? So it's not good.
Yeah. It was a huge screen, though. It was neat. That prompted Dalton. We had an old projector. And so we used to do our movie nights at home and project it on the siding of the house.
Yeah, no, that's neat. Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool taste, too.
Think of Dalton to think of something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Built his own drive-in theater at home. Well, that's going to do it here for us this morning on the Wake Up Crew. Our song of the day as we get out of here. Comeback songs for artist Santana had this big hit 18 years after their last. Who got the catalog? That's Smooth, came out in 1999. And that will wrap us up here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. For John, for Dalton, I'm Brian. Hope you have a good day from the Wake Up Crew. Brought to you by America's Thrift Store. See you in the morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 56. Friday, sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s. Then lows fall back to 60 on Friday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee.